We get things underway by welcoming into the program from the Portland Press Herald, our friend Mike Lowe. Hello there, Mike.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How's your St. Paddy's Day going?
Quiet, very quiet. My wife is working today, such is the life of a nurse. So it's just me and Buck in the house. And, you know, we had our boiled dinner last night to celebrate that. I'm actually spent it writing two stories, one on black bears.
Well, we'll talk about the black bears in a bit, but I have to get to really important things first, though. I saw a recent picture on social media of Buck and Mookie, and it appeared they were on the same bed together. That's a pretty good relationship if nobody's fighting over the critical space there.
Well, you know, they fought a couple of times, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, they're toys get in the way, you know. With dogs, you don't mess with dogs' toys, you know. But no, they get along quite well, which was a big change from the first time they met. The first time they met, we couldn't have them in the same room together. Now they're, you know, up on the same bed. I'm working at my desk, and they wanted to be in the same room with me, and they both hopped up on the bed and took naps together. So it was good to see. We had Mookie for 4 days, and it was a great 4 days.
That's awesome. Now, the other thing that we've noticed on social media, I mean, we were both interested, but Carrie perhaps even more than me because he's a big comic book guy. You recently completed, is it an entire set going back to the
1960s? 1964 series of The Avengers. It began in 64, 402 issues. I've used the pandemic to complete that series, yes. I had to do it, you know. They're my favorite title, and sorry you hear Buck in the background here playing. It's the one title I still collect to this day. I still have every Avengers issue that has come out since the 402 ended. Issue 402 was the last one of the original run, and they've had two or three more since then, but that was quite exciting the day that those comic books came in the mail.
That's an impressive collection, and what a run. I mean, some great writers and artists over the years.
Amazing. You know, Neil Adams, John Byrne,
the Perez years.
George Perez. It was fantastic stuff. And you know, my wife actually, on our 25th wedding anniversary, my wife got me Avengers number one. So that was many years ago. And that kind of, you know, I never thought about completing the set until I got number one. Because, you know, those aren't easy to get, Carrie. You know that.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah, and my wife obviously needs to up her anniversary game because we've been together 32 years. She's never bought me a comic book.
Well, my wife every now and then surprises me with one. She'll ask me what I'm looking into collecting, and she'll surprise me with one. Actually, she got me Avengers number four. If you recall, that's the first appearance of Captain America with the Avengers. She got me that many, many years ago. Found it at the original Newbury Comics in Boston.
Wow.
So we've been doing this for a long time, and the last two I needed were 14, and it was a weird one. 382. For some reason, I don't know how I missed that one when it came out, but I missed it, and those were the last two I needed, and I found them, and it was a very exciting day, you know. And my grandson can't believe that I actually read them when I get them. I said, of course I read them. It's a comic book. He goes, I wouldn't take it out of the sleeve. I'd be afraid. It's a comic book. You read it.
Now, one last question was where was the series at when you first started collecting it as a kid, before you went back and started filling in gaps? And
oh God, I mean, I started collecting it when I was 10 years old. But see, here's the thing. At some point we moved and my mother threw all my comics away.
Oh no.
So I really didn't start collecting again until I was in college.
Yeah.
And that's when and it's funny because I would find them at the flea markets, you know, there'd be I would just drop off his collection at the flea market. I'd get them for 50 cents each. And these are books that are now worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you know? I remember when I worked at the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire, there was a little store less than a half a block away from me. And every Tuesday, I'd go over there, and he'd have a whole pile of a new pile of old comic books, every title you could imagine, Kerry. It was amazing, and he was selling them for a dollar a piece. And I grabbed what I could, and then every day there'd be another guy there with me, flipping through them, trying to get the ones we wanted, you know. But I think the next series I'm going to try, Kerry, is Daredevil from the original Daredevil series. I've got a good start on that, so.
That's awesome. That's great stuff. We're talking with Mike Lowe of the Portland Press Herald. On to football. I didn't get a chance to talk with you up at the game because we were all kind of isolated in our little spaces there. But what a game. Maybe March football will work out after all. That was one of the more exciting games I've seen.
Yeah, it was. It was really exciting. I at one point, we like to do a web update as soon as the game's over, get the score up, and I texted my boss and said, I'm getting tired updating my update. It was just, it was boom. By the time I finished writing a paragraph about somebody scoring, the other team had already scored. So it was back and forth. It was really good to see the main offense get on track like that because they really looked bad for five quarters. And those last three quarters, they just took off. And the defense made enough stops. They made a stop there right at the end in the fourth quarter that really gave the ball back for the offense to end the game.
Yeah, now that defense has still got some work to do to stop the running game. But, boy, it's great to see because he's such a talent. But also, he's such a good guy. Great to see Deshaun Stevens playing like he never missed time.
Oh, he's been a force out there. I mean, he leads them with 22 tackles, and he's just trying to get them in place. You know, we actually talked to Deshaun earlier this afternoon on a Zoom call, about several members of the media. And, the stats don't look great. You know, they're giving up a lot of running yards and giving up a lot of points. But he said, you know what, we got a lot of guys who are making their first collegiate start.
Right.
And you know, it's coming because you may not see it in the stats, but we see it. We see it in the film. We're aggressive. We're fast to the ball, and we get a lot. You know, we got a lot of improvement to do. But I like what the base that we have, and it's a good point. And I talked to Mike Ryan, and you know, because one of the things is they don't have any sacks yet, which is unusual for this defense. You know that,
right?
And of course, in college football, sacks go against the running statistics rather than the passing statistics, which doesn't make any sense, but that's just the way it is. So, and talking with Mike Ryan, he says, look, if we have three or four sacks for 15 yards a game, our rushing stats look much better, you know?
Right. So,
and it's true, but you know, it's a team that they're coming, and I'm enjoying spring football. It's fun.
And offensively, as you mentioned, great to see, and you knew it would happen. Joe Fagnano and Dre Miller have such a great connection, a chemistry with each other, and they certainly display that. But I was also encouraged by that last drive of the game when Maine just held on to the football, and we finally saw, I think, what we might see down the road from Elijah Barnwell, the Rutgers transfer.
I agree. It was, you know, that was a point they needed. They needed a first down. And after they get the first one, they needed a second one because the time, you know, and they got it by running the ball. And that's what you have to prove you can do that. They did. I think that was a big confidence booster, or it should be a big confidence booster for that team. I mean, let's face it. They're down two of their starting offensive linemen. Both guards are gone or were gone at that point. Tyler Royal and Matthias also. So you had two new guys in there. And they controlled the clock when they needed to. And that was impressive to see.
Stony Brook this weekend, and who knows? This has been such a crazy spring. Just after a couple of weeks, Rhode Island knocking off Villanova in overtime last week. JMU unable to play two games in a row. And then the news today that New Hampshire has to postpone their game with Delaware. It might just be the last team standing. Whoever can stay healthy might win the whole thing.
Well, we talked about that today, and Jacob Henney said the key to the season is going to be who's got the best health at the end. And you know, Nick Charlton said, you know, this is something they stress every day, but sometimes it's out of your hands. Like the people, the team at Delaware, they're not playing this week because of something that happened at New Hampshire, and maybe at New Hampshire we don't know what the circumstances were, but maybe, you know, as Nick said, sometimes you can do everything right and something's going to happen. and this is a very contagious disease, and you just hope that you're not on the receiving end of it, you know. And what they've done up there, no positive test results so far. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I mean, obviously, the coaches are out there trying to win every game, and when you've got a championship on the line, you want to win. But in many ways, this is it's a free season, this spring season. Everybody gets a pass on eligibility. And so, in many ways, this spring, to me, is about building for next fall. And I like what I see. This is a team that's got a lot of young guys, some transfers in there, and some talent that I think bodes well for them when they get to the 11-game season starting next September.
I agree. And I think if, you know, depending on how the season goes, you may see even more of those younger guys in there, you know, because this is where you're going to find out what you really have. Like the freshmen, you know, they've had more time to get accustomed to Division I football than any freshman class in the history of the sport. You know, they've been working out with the team. They've been practicing with the team since, you know, September. So they're not typical freshmen. And when they come in next year, they're still going to be freshmen, but they're going to be a year ahead, you know. I think the future is exciting for this team.
Well, this week, the Black Bears on the road at Stony Brook. Mike Lowe with us. Got to be some excitement down in your part of the state, as there is up here, for high school sports to have what looks to be a free and clear and relatively normal spring season.
Relatively normal is right. They'll be wearing masks. The kids will all be wearing masks while they play. And apparently in baseball and softball, the umpires will not be behind the catcher. Instead, they'll be behind the pitcher. But I think those are things that the coaches and umpires and players will take, you know, in order to play the games. And they got to go ahead for a state tournament, too, which is, you know, going to be the first championships played in this state since the winter sports of 1920.
You know? Right.
I covered the February 29th, 2020, I covered the basketball championship games in Portland, and that was the last championship game held for basketball. So they had hockey the following weekend, and that was it.
Well, better days ahead, certainly. We're glad to hear that. Looking forward to it as well, and looking forward to football this weekend. Mike, good to talk with you. As always, when we get back to Orono for the next game, maybe I'll wave at you through the glass if I see you.
That's fine. I'll stick my head out. We'll do it together out of the window.
Now, I'll have my second shot by then, so I might even be able to be in the same hallway with you.
Well, I'm getting my second. Yes, I'll have my second shot by then as well. So, you know, maybe we can get together. I do think the interesting thing is that the weather is now getting warmer as the season progresses rather than getting colder as the season progresses. So I like that.
Oh, yeah. If we get a day like today or early next week, you give me a 60-degree spring football day, I'm in for the future of spring football.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's swap baseball and football around.
There you go. That sounds good to me. Hey, Mike, thanks as always for joining us. We'll catch up with you again very soon.
All right. Take care.
It's Mike Lowe from the Portland Press-Herald here on Downtown, talking a little Black Bear football and more with us. Our Black Bear Reports, by the way, brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. They're the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.